Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa, Pesachim Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Pesachim Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Large Amud, large Daf really. Large Amud, focusing on somewhat of an Agadita style, where the whole Gemara comes in. The Mishnah is going to discuss six things that Anshei Richa did. Three the Chachamim were Maida, three the Chachamim were Maicha against. They didn't agree with. And the reason why this comes up over here is because one of them relates. The first one relates to doing work on Erev Pesach. That's the connection to our sugya, and then from there to our Masechta, our Perek, and then from there the Gemara is going to segue into six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Three the Chachamim agreed, and three they didn't agree with. That's going to be the crux of today's learning. Says the Mishnah. Shish Dvar Masa Anshei Richa, six things Anshei Richa used to do. Al Shleisha Micha B'Yadam, on three of them Chachamim were Meicha. Al Shleisha Lei Micha B'Yadam, on three of them the Chachamim were not Meicha. On three of them they were in agreement. Elohein Shalei Michu. First, we have the three that the Chachamim were not meicha about. Number one, marchivin dekalim kalayim. They graft the palm trees the entire day. Which day? Our day, Erev Pesach. The 14th of Nisan, they had grafted the palm tree the entire day of Erev Pesach. So, even though in the afternoon, it's usher to do malacha. Remember, the whole machlekes was tilchatzais. As we start off, we spoke on throughout this whole parak, where the minhag is to work tilchatzais. After chatzais, certainly, it's eser malacha, but they would still graft in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, the kirchen Shema, and they would literally, kirchen means to wrap. They would wrap Shema. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what does that mean. They would wrap Shema. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't have proper breaks in between, or they would say something extra in between. We'll see exactly what kirchen Shema means. That'll come up again in today's Amud. And lastly, the kaitrin the geitchen l'fin aimer, and they would reap. And they reap the produce and stack it even before the Karvan Emor was brought, also on the 16th, actually, of Nisan, during Pesach, the Karvan Emor was brought, they would reap and stack the grains before the Emor was brought. And the Chachamim were okay with those three. Ve'elish Micha B'Yadam, and the following three practices, the Chachamim did, were Meicha against, they spoke out against these. Matirin Gamziyah Shlaktish, they would be matir the branches of trees belonging to Hekdash, they'd be matir those branches. And they would eat from the fruit that fell beneath the trees on Shabbos. They would eat from these fruits. The Chachamim were against this as well. And lastly, the Nisim Peli Yerek, and they'd give Peya from Yerek. And the Chachamim were meich against these last three practices. Tomorrow we're going to elaborate what the thought process of the Bnei Yericha were and what the Chachamim's logic for disagreeing with them on these matters. Tanabon. Similar to the pattern of a Mishnah, we have an Abaisa about Chizkiyah. Shish Dvarim Asa Chizkiyah Melech. Six things Chizkiyah Melech did. Al Shlesh Haidlai. For three, the Chachamim were Maida to him. Al Shlesh Haidlai. And on three, the Chachamim were not Maida to Chizkiyah's practice. What are the three that they were Maida? Gir Atzam Shaviv Amita Shachavalim. He dragged the bones of his father. His father, of course, was Achaz, who was in Russia. He dragged the bones of his father, Achaz, on a bed of ropes. V'haydlin, the Chachamim were Maida. The Chachamim were Maida. Kites Nachash Nachashis, V'haydlin. He crushed up the snake, the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. When people were bitten by a snake, they were all dying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe. Moshe made his copper snake, and whoever gets bitten by the snake looks at that copper snake and is saved. So he ground it up. He got rid of it. And Vaidlai Chachamim Maida that as well. Gana Sefer Fuas Vaidlai. And he also buried the Sefer Fuas, and they were Maida. The last two are very similar. Well, the Nechash Nechashis, the snake, the reason why it buried, ground up, is either because people started to worship it like an Avodah Zarah. People started to worship it like an Avodah Zarah. And if that's the Pshat, then the Chiddush is still, well, obviously you should burn it, get rid of it. It's Avodah Zarah. Why would it not be Maida? Because there was a concept of maintaining Zecher for the Nisim. We kept it since Tzedes Haman. We kept the Matav Aaron HaKayin was kept over. There were these remembrances from the prior Dairis from the Nisim, and maybe they still would have been worthy, even maybe if to hide it, but to keep the Kisas Nechashis. The Chiddush is he ground it up because it was being treated like a Vaidah Zarah. That's the simple Pshat. Or similar to the next line, which is he buried the Sefer Refuas. The first one explained because people started relying on the Sefer Refuas and not relying on Rachmanas and David HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were relying too much on Sefer Fuas and not realizing that the real Refuah comes to Shemayim, so he buried it because he felt that overall it did more harm, definitely spiritually, than it did good. Chazanish says, in a different Malach, we know in Chizkiyah's time the people were very learned. He made sure that people went to base Medrash, he made sure they established Bet Medrash, people learned it, and they were very lofty. So Chazusha says, Fakeret, they were a high enough madrega, they didn't need a Sefer Refuahs, because they were a high enough madrega, and that, therefore, he buried it, because there was no longer a need for Sefer Refuahs, as they learned the Chazanish. Now, the Ben Yad explains that on Chizkiah, the letters of his name, if you have Chizkiyahu, Agamar only has five letters, Chizkiah, but we know he's Chizkiyahu HaMelech with a vav at the end. So if you take the letters of him and split it up, the first three letters are Chazak. Those were the three Hanagas, the three things he did, Dechazal, were that the Chama were mighty to him. And the last three letters are Yud, that's Yud, Hey, Vav, but in a different order, it's Hey, Yud, Vav, which is Hayu. Hayu means it was things that he did, but they were maskim to. So in his letter alone, in his name alone, says Ben Yada, you have reference to the three they were maskim to and the three they weren't maskim to. So Sefer adds on the idea of Gira Asmais Aviv that even though his father was a king, Achaz was a melech, it was Pasha because he was a Rasha, there was no concern inside his father to drag his bones. It was a demonstration about his father misbehaving. That wasn't a question because he was Eva Vedazara, dragging the father's bones. There was no chiddush in the sense of dragging his bones to show others that they did not behave. That wasn't such a chiddush. That's not the Chama Maidle, of course. Why wouldn't he be Maidle? First, I'll explain, the Chasam Sefer elaborates, the chiddush is that Lamaisa, the son of Achaz, was Chizkiyahu himself. He was the son of Achaz himself, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He was the son, he's a king. It's a bazaim for him that his father is being schlepped. Furthermore, the grandfather was Yassim. Achaz's father was also a holy Yid. And therefore, there could have been a svar to say that even if Achaz himself was deserving of this, but because of his people around him, his son and his father, maybe it shouldn't have happened outside their covet. On that, Chizkiyahu went and demonstrated that no, he was going to drag the bones, and the Chama might do the yes, it's still right, it's still okay, even if it comes at a little bit of expense to your own covet, Chizkiyahu, to your grandfather's covet, it's still okay. That's how the Chizkiyahu Sefer learns. That was the Chiddush there. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now there's three more things that he did that Chamim were not made to. He cut down the doors of the Eichel and sent them to the Melech of Asher. He did this because there was he wanted to give a gift to the Melech Asher because the armies pulled back from Yehuda and he couldn't find something else to give at that time. So he used the doors of the Heichel, which the Chama felt was very disparaging. It wasn't a proper gift. Is proper, fine, but he should use some other means, not the doors of the Heichel. Sasam Egichan Ha'elyon V'Hidlei. He stopped the waters of the Gichan Elyon. This is when he knew that the siege of Assyria was coming. He stopped up the Gichan River so that the enemy shouldn't have any drinking water. But the Chama felt that that was too much of a he took matters into his hands too much. He should have relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping in and protecting them from the enemy. Stopping up the upper Gichon waters was too much of a drastic action to take. And lastly, Iber Nisan B'Nis V'Hidlei. He was Ma'aber, the month of Nisan, during Nisan, and they weren't Ma'ida. What this means, we know, of course, we're supposed to have we have a calendar now, so we don't really get involved in this, but he used to make two others when it was necessary. He made Adar, you're only supposed to make two Adars when it's still Adar. When it's ready Nisan, you're not supposed to make a second Adar. He made a second Adar during Nisan. That's the simple taich. The Mefarshim explained, Lav Dafka, that's the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim get it from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that he didn't mamish make a second month in Nisan. It was the 30th day of Adar. The 30th day of Adar could already be Nisan. You could have a 29-day month, you could have a 30-day month. So it could have been Nisan. So it still was Adar. He made an extra month on the last day, which could have been Nisan, and that already was also considered a problem. And the Chamor Maidah, so those two things. Okay, back to the Mishnah. We said the people of Yerichai were makivin to call them kalyayim. They grafted the palm trees all day. Hey, Chavzi, what would they do? What was the process? Amar Vida, Maisi Asadara, they bring a fresh asas like hadas, v'shichur dafna, and juice from the berries of a daphna tree, the kimcha d'shari, the rami b'man of lechofi alei abrimayim, and barley flour that was kept in a kli for less than 40 days, flour that was put into a kli, which hasn't been, really hasn't been ground up for 40 days, so it's still fresh barley. Martichlu, boil these ingredients together, shadol adikla b'libe, and then stick some into the heart of the palm tree, v'chol d'koye ba'arba amas a day, and any other tree that's within four amas, if you don't do that, there'll be tzav la'altar, because you're giving such a a jolt of strength into this palm tree, it absorbs the nutrients from the ground. It sucks up the nutrients. Therefore, any other tree, the alambus, will be lacking nutrients. That's what it means, it will wither right away. It means, I don't know if it's literally that it'll wither right away, but it'll right away will start to be diminishing in what it draws from the ground because it's going to be giving it up to the other tree. They would stick a basic idea of grafting, the way we always understand it. They would stick a male branch into a female branch, meaning if you have a slot in the tree that is basically sticking a branch, they would wedge a branch in there and put it in a way that it ultimately would take. And we're saying that these things were permissible to do even on Erev Pesach. The idea is because these were considered Davar Avid. These things were considered Davar Avid. And therefore, even though the Chachamim, the Mefarshim point out, they weren't necessarily happy about this practice, but they didn't make a Macha. The Lashon of Mishnah was, they weren't Meicha. They weren't Meicha. It doesn't sound like they loved it, but they weren't Meicha because Davar Avid, they let them be, they let them do it. The Karchan HaShema, they would be Karech Shema. What does it mean? They would be Karech Shema. Hechi Avid. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu. Hashem Echad, v'loyim afsikin, and they went right into Vahafta. They, instead of separating, we know this, there's Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, then there's the Parsha of Vahafta, and then there's the Parsha of Vahim Shema, then there's the Parsha separate, of course, of Vayemer. But the point is, Shema Yisrael there should be a separation between Hashem Echad and Vahafta. By quickly saying it together without making a break, they wrapped it as if it was one thing. Rav says no. Mafsikinayu, they made episode between Echad and the Ahafta. Elisha Imrim Hayyim al Livavecha. They would say, Hayyim al Livavecha. The Mashma Hayyim al Livavecha Vayimach al Livavecha. Instead of saying Hayyim, comma, al Livavecha, like these matters should be for you today, on your heart, they would say today on your heart, which is Mashma today on your heart, but not tomorrow. Vayimach al Livavecha. So that was the way they wrapped Shema too quickly, and they gave the wrong mashmais from the wording. And again, the Chachamim weren't Meicha. Tana Rabbanan, Kesei Kerech Shema. We looked at a similar Braisa. How were they Kerech Shema? I'm Shema Yisrael, Shema Melekein Hashem Echad, Vayim Mafsikin, and they were Mafsik to Vahavta, Devar Meir. That is the first part we said in our Gemara, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda, that Meir said in our Gemara. That's like this Tana Rabbi Meir in this Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, Aymer, Mafsikin Ayu, Avadei Mafsik, Ela, Shlehoi, Aymer, Baruch Shem Kivayim, Machus Olam Be'ed. They were Mafsik, but they did not say Baruch Shem Kivayim. They did not say Baruch Shem Kivayim. That's what it means. They were Mafsik between Echad and Vahafta. But the problem is we say Baruch Shem Kivayim, Machus Olam Be'ed in between. They did not say that. Why do we say it? Kedorish, Rav Shem Malakish, Damar Shem Malakish, Shem Malakish, Dash as follows. Vigil Yaakov, Abban Av, Yemer, Yis, Vagil Lechem. Yaakov, he called Parshas Vayichi. He called his Abban Av, he said, gather, and let me tell you what's going to be. Ba'achros Yamim. Bikish Yaakov, Abban Av, Kates Yamim. He wanted to be Megal to his children, the Kates, the ultimate time. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to say, bring the ultimate redemption. The Stalkim and the Shechina, departed from him. Amr Shem Chas Hashem, Yesh Pimitas Pesul. So Yaakov said, maybe, Chas Hashem, I have one of my children in my bed, so to speak, one of the people that came out of me, is Pesul, Ke Avram Sheyatz Amen Yishmael, V'Av Yisrael Sheyatz Amen Esav. Like Avram Vinu, that Yishmael came out of him, like my father, Yitzchak, that Esav came out of him. Interesting, the first time of Medayik, that by Avram it says Ke Avram, and by Avi Yitzchak it says Avi Yitzchak. It says a little more elaborate, when his father, they spoke out Avi, when he's referring to his grandfather, he was able to say Kavram. He didn't say Kavi Abba Avram. Interesting, he didn't have that same, they didn't give the same title. Okay. Armele Banov, so his son said to him, his son responded to him when they saw he was nervous that the reason why Shekhinah left is because of maybe some of the children aren't on the Madrega. They responded, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael meaning Yaakovinu. Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekein Hashem Echad. Amru, Kishem Shem Bilbucha El Echad, Kach Ein Bilibeinu El Echad. They said to Yaakovinu, just like in your heart there's only one God, so too by us. At that moment, Yaakovinu cried out, called out, Baruch Shem Kivayim Achas Olam Ved. That's where Baruch Shem came in after Shema Yisrael. So now, Amri Rabban, Heichinav, what should we do in practice? Nemru, stick it into the Shema, Lemru Meshur Rabbeinu. Yaakovinu said it, but Meshur Rabbeinu didn't teach the Tassus part of the Shema. Lay Nemru not to say it. Amri Yaakov, Yaakovinu says it. Hiskinu Sha'imir Meisa Bechashai. And therefore, we made a Pshara. This is what we do till today, of course, obviously. We say Baruch Shem quietly. We say Shema out loud. And we say Baruch Shem quietly. as a kind of a pshara that we don't skip it, but we don't say it out loud in deference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Bitzlak, Ami, Moshe Basmach, Sherechet Tziki Kedera. This is a Moshe, the king's daughter, who smelt a geshmaka stew of spices. If she expresses her desire, it's a bush that she's, you know, she's such a, she's so desperate for this food. But if she doesn't express it, she has tzar. So the servants, seeing the situation, went and brought her a bowl. They brought her some of it quietly. They did it in a way to protect her covet. So Rav Vo said, the Chachamim later said, they should say Baruch Shem B'kol Ram, aminim, because of the tarumas of the minim. The tarumas of the minim would say that what's being added is something which isn't proper. It's something that's not proper, and that's why they're whispering it, because it's something which is not proper. So Chacham said, you know what? Let's say it out loud to make it clear that this is not, there's no funny business going on. We're all in agreement that this should be said. So in the place of the minim, they say out loud, Uver na'adot, like a minim, arashta ami labachashai. And in Ardoi, where they didn't have minim, so till today, they still say it quietly. And again, that's still our minig, our practice, except for one, of course, except for on Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim. On Yom Kippur, we talk to say it all out loud, one day a year. Tanabarim. Three with the wishes of the Chachamim, and three against the wishes of the Chachamim. Elu Bar Chachamim, the following with the wishes of the Chachamim, Markivin the Gal Mekal Yayim, on Erev Pesach, they would graft trees the entire day, even after Chatzayis. V'karchan Hashma, and they would wrap Kriya Shema, V'karchan Hashma, and they would reap the Eimer before, they would reap and stack the Eimer before it was brought. The Elu Shalai Bar Chachamim, and this was on Shalai Bar Chachamim, Goitshin Lufni Eimer, oh sorry, Kaitzu means they only reaped the Eimer before the Eimer was brought. And the Braisa were not saying they stacked it. The Mishnah we had said, if you go back to the Mishnah, in the Mishnah we had said that they both reaped it and stacked it. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah. This Braisa is saying that they only, the Kaitzu of the Gaitchen, that was in the Mishnah. Here we're saying they only were kaitzrit, but they weren't good. The Gemara is going to ask, that's a stira to our Mishnah. Kaitzrit for Eimer, they would ve'elu shleber tzachamim, and the following was not of the Rasachamim. Gaitzrit for Eimer, this was not in the Rasachamim's, they weren't okay with this, the Gaitzrit, the stacking. So again, they did both the Kaitzrit and the Gaitzrit. In our Mishnah, we said the Chamim were okay with both. In the Spice, we're saying the Chamim were okay with the Kaitzrit, but not with the Gaitzrit. Who prayed to parts of B'nai Sam for Sam, and then make breaches in their fence in their gardens, Lachal Nesher, Lanim, B'shan Pesuris, in order to have the fruit that fell down be available, accessible to the poor during the years of hunger, Shabbos, Yom Tevim, on Shabbos, Yantiv, Matirim, Gamzit, Shalakdish, Shachav, Shashigma, and then be Matir, the branches of Hekdish, of Charev and Sikkema, Tiver Meher. Now, you know, a couple of changes different from our Mishnah. We're saying over here, this that they allowed fruits to be eaten on Shabbos wasn't stam, fruit that fell. They made breaches in their fences to enable the poor to eat on Shabbos after the fruits that fell. A little more color to that story. Okay. Amalei Reb Yehuda, Imbrasacham Mayasin, you call Adam Isaacain. If, when they acted in the first three cases, it was Brasachamim, then let everyone do that. You have to say it a little differently. The Bryce's lesson was, these were the Ratzachamim, these were not the Ratzachamim. No. If it was Ratzachamim, then everyone would do everything. Rather, all of them was against the Ratzachamim. Eilu ve'elu shalei Ratzachamim, my Yisin. Rather, like Lashon of our Mishnah, al-shalei shemichu bi'adam, al-shalei shalei michu bi'adam. Everything was against Chachamim's will, l'chachila. But on three, they made a macha, and on three, they didn't make a macha. Eilu shalei michu bi'adam, the three they didn't make a macha was, again, like our Mishnah, ma'akiv t'kam l'chayim, u'karif t'an shema, the kreitz of a gaitshim, l'fnei ha'aymer, Rabbi Yudha fits like a glove with our Mishnah, that they would graft, they would wrap shema, they graft the whole Erev Pesach, they wrap Shema, and they would cut and pile up before the Eimer, and they didn't make a macha on those, and finally they made a macha about Mishmichibedam, Matim Gamzesh Hekdish, Shechav Shashikma, they were mat to the branches of Hekdish, sycamore cap trees, the Pertz and Pertzis, beginning of Sam, Pertz Sam, Lachal Nashal Anim, Bishabas Ramtavim, Bishay Peturus, they opened up a breach in their fence that the fallen fruit should be able to be available for the, accessible for the poor on Shabbos Yamtiv, and Nice Peliarik, they give Peah for Yerukas, Ramir made no mention of that, they give Peris, on these last three practices. Ask the Gemara. The Sefer B'yudah Ketzira Shalabir HaTzachamim, the B'yudah say that Ketzira is not Barat HaTzachamim HaTzan, Anshei B'yukhetz V'yayimir Barat HaTzachamim, V'yukhetz V'yayimir Shalabir HaTzachamim. We have a Mishnah that says that the Anshei, this is actually Mishnah Menachas, that the Anshei Yerichai would do Ketzira, L'fnei HaTzachamim, with the will of HaTzachamim. The Gedisha was Shalabir HaTzachamim, but the Ketzira was fine. and the lashon blame Michi Biyad Chamim. According to Biyuda, it was also a bratzen, and it just was not a matter of macha. Says the Gemara. We have a simple teretz. Man shamalu damar michu v'le michu. Who is the one that focuses on? Oh, sorry, this part of the kashya still. Who is the one that focuses on michu v'le michu? Rav Meir just focused on what was ratzachamim. What was ratzachamim? The man damar was busy with michu l'michu. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda v'ktani kaitzim ratzachamim. And yet it says in that same mishnah which discusses michu, it says they cut it with ratzachamim. Says the Gemara ultameich hanach arba. Have, according to you now, the chayre, you would actually have four then. It would come out to four things that are being not protested. Al samikan katsira. It must be, you got to take out the brisa katsira, because if you keep katsira in the brisa, you'd end up with four cases that the chamim weren't protesting. So obviously, you got to take a katsira from the brisa. Senechami, in Rabbi Yehuda, take a katsira for the brisa, and then you're left with three. Remember, what were the four? Sorry. The four were Kaitchim v'Gaitchim. So take Ektira, and then you're left only with three. We'll pause over here and pick it for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We'll get into the branches of Hektish and do the Hektish and why they were Makel. We'll see more tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.